Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm delighted that we have this time together. We're going to share some music, modern-day psalms, and some ideas about walking in wisdom, something we certainly need in these days, don't we? Well, the theme from my programs come to me in so many ways. This one came to me from an email that I received some time ago from my friend Chuck. He's the father of 8 children, and so, as a godly dad, one of the ways that he keeps in touch with his children, now grown, and we lucky friends who live in the far corners of the earth, he emails us. He writes a weekly email about some characteristic of the Christian life that he's working to apply to his life. Well, his verse for that week was from the Apostle Paul's writing to the Colossians in chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. "Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." And then he continued writing, "I think my conversation and action should be conducted as if Jesus was right alongside of me all the time. That should keep me walking and talking appropriately." Well, as I pondered about his thoughts, talking as if Jesus was right alongside me all the time, I wonder how much my conversation would change if I really stopped to think about that. Do we speak words of wisdom seasoned with grace, as the Apostle Paul said we should? Knowing that I'm not always loving in my speech, it reminded me of a song that really is my story, and I hope yours too. It's a song by the Gaither Vocal Band, and they sing, "I'm just a sinner saved by grace."
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. Just an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a
sinner. In free
victories God has won. Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but a sinner.
And forgiven, back with the living. I'm just a sinner, saved by grace. Oh, I pray that's your story too. Well, today I'm talking about wisdom, God's wisdom to help us in our daily life. And I've been sharing some thoughts from my friend Chuck, a father of 8. Since he has more children than I do, I wonder, has he learned to walk in more wisdom? Well, in his emails to all of us, his adult children and friends, he shares with us his struggles as well as his victories in learning to function in wisdom in every area of his life. Knowing him as I do, thankfully he also laughs a lot, and I like that. Laughter, love, and wisdom, it's a great combination, whether it's in our personal life or in business. He reminded us of the simple act of doing business, whether it's buying or selling something, running our own business, working for someone else, or even volunteering. Do we really work as well as talk, as if Jesus was right there alongside of us all the time? Well, King Solomon wrote about another aspect of wisdom when he wrote in Proverbs 3:3, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." I think what Solomon is saying, if you have wisdom, love, and faithfulness in your heart, then you'll remember to live that way in all you do. I remember when my grandfather was alive, he was known throughout the Dakotas for doing business, sometimes large financial transactions, with just a handshake. People knew that he was good for his word. People knew they could trust that he would follow through with what he agreed to. And because my dad was raised that way, he too was known for his integrity and wisdom. Dad was also known for his joy and laughter in life. Are we like that? Do we walk in wisdom, make decisions with integrity, speaking with love and kindness in our relationships, especially with our family? Do we impart wisdom in the way we live and talk? Well, David Sapp sings a song that explains this. He sings, "I'm gonna walk this walk of faith."
Walk of faith.
Without faith, it's impossible to be pleasing unto Him. Everything we do reflects our faith. Like Abraham said, I'm not moved by what I see, only what I know the Lord has said. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I'm gonna talk this talk of faith.
Talk of faith.
With my heart I believe, I speak forth I receive. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
Circumstances say, you won't make it through
you
the day.
Won't make it.
But wait a minute, listen to your faith. Faith is given, it shall be given. God supplies all my need. That faith through the talking, here's what you say. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I'm gonna talk this talk of faith.
Talk of faith.
With my heart I believe. I speak forth, I receive. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
Symptoms try to come to put you down beneath
put
the load. And people all around you will agree that it's hopeless and you're helpless, or you might as well give in. But remember, we're not moved by what we see. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith. Walk and talk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I'm gonna walk this walk.
This walk of
talk
faith.
This talk. Walk and talk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I'm gonna talk this talk of,
talk of faith.
With my heart I believe. I speak forth I receive.
I'm gonna walk this walk. Talk this talk.
Oh, yes, with my heart I believe, I'm going to walk this walk of faith. Yes, it's a good decision for us, isn't it? This is the Psalms of Hope program, and I'm Samantha Landy. Our theme for this program is Walking in Wisdom. You know, in studying about wisdom recently, I found the word wisdom and wise is found 506 times in the Bible. And most scholars of the Bible know that the book of Proverbs is full of practical wisdom for our lives. Solomon, called by God the wisest man on earth, wrote in Proverbs 4:7, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom." Oh yes, there's always a right answer, but sometimes we don't know exactly what that is. And that's where God comes in. We need to seek His wisdom. Well, in my research wanting to know what wisdom is, I found a most amazing chapter in Job 28. Job speaks about wisdom in this chapter, and he begins by saying, "People know where to mine silver and how to refine gold." And then he keeps writing, and then he goes down to verse 12, and he writes, "But do people know where to find wisdom? Where do they find understanding?" And then he continues writing some more. And in the last few verses of the chapter, he gives us the answer. Here it is in verse 28. "And this is what the Lord says to all humanity. Reverence for the Lord is wisdom, and to depart from evil, that is understanding." Oh yes, reverence for God and departing from evil. All part of good decision-making, isn't it? Along with gathering all the information about the situation before we make a decision. You know, in some countries, especially in the United States, there has developed the idea of a life coach. This is someone who comes alongside a person to help them make decisions in their professional and personal life. Someone who will help you walk in wisdom, joy, and love, like I try to do on this program. Maybe it would be good to study the book of Proverbs and let Solomon become your life coach. Well, there's a song of assurance that I want to play now. It says, "He who began a good work in you." And here is the praise and worship group singing it. To know that God, who began a good work in us, will continue to work in our lives. Well, on this program, I'm talking about living a life of wisdom and common sense in today's sometimes confusing world. And probably the best source of wisdom for just about anything, even after thousands of years, is the book of Proverbs. It was written by King Solomon. So, if you feel you're lacking in wisdom about something, I know God wants to help you have wisdom in every situation you face. How do I know that? Well, it's not just my own good idea. We have our answer right in Proverbs 2:6, where Solomon says, "For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Wow, that's pretty reassuring, isn't it? So it means that we can go to the Bible when we need wisdom to help us make choices. Some time ago, a friend of mine was really struggling in her relationship with her sister, who lived in the same town she did. And she was pretty demanding of my friend's time. And one day, my friend was reading in her Bible where it said, "Do everything heartily as unto the Lord." She told me she tried to find another definition for the word everything. But as she laughingly told me, as far as she could tell, everything meant everything. In this verse, anyway. Oh, I wonder how many times we could apply that scripture of doing it heartily unto the Lord to our own lives. What about scrubbing the mud tracks on the floor? Or making the bed when your husband was the last to get out of bed? Or finding dishes in the sink with the family leaving them there. Oh, I could go on with all kinds of things we have to deal with. And applying that scripture just might help us walk in more joy, too. Here is Vern Jackson. He explains in song what I've been talking about. He sings, "I may not pass this way again."
I'll give my head to those who cannot see the sunshine or the falling rain. I'll sing my song to cheer the weary along, for I may never pass this way again. my faith with every troubled heart. So I shall not have lived in vain. I'll give my hand, I'll sing my song, I'll share my faith because I know.
Keeping our commitment to the Lord wherever we are and whomever we're with, because indeed we may not pass that way again. Well, I've quoted from Proverbs, which was written by King Solomon, whom God called the wisest man on earth. Oh, how wonderful for Solomon to write the book of Proverbs for us, which, these thousands of years later, still has wisdom for our daily lives. In fact, let me read the beginning verses from Proverbs so you'll understand why Solomon wrote Proverbs for us. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right and just and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance by exploring the meaning in these proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and the riddles. Fear of the Lord with understanding is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. And in the New Testament, did you know in James 1:5 that the Apostle James writes that we have been promised wisdom from God? And in Acts 1:7-8, it says that we can receive the power of the Holy Spirit to walk in wisdom. Oh yes, these are just a few of the many promises from God. We can seek the Bible for our answers. Did you know? Did you realize that people will be watching you live wherever you are, and they will want to know if you can answer their questions? Lots of people are looking for someone to give them a word of wisdom. Yes, like King Solomon, you can live with God's wisdom and power with Bible verses in your mind, in your life, to encourage people in their world. And that's what I try to do on this program, to encourage you. I was so delighted that some of you took me up on my free book offer last week. I offered my book, Shalom Morning. It's a book filled with stories of my life and things God taught me in the process. So I've decided to offer it free to you this week also. In paging through it, my eyes fell on this page. Maybe you are the person who needs to hear it. I wrote, I've been thinking a lot about laughter lately and the power it has in our lives. Of course, my favorite is affirming loving words from someone who thinks I'm terrific and makes me laugh. I had one such phone call today, and after I hung up, I just had this little smile in my heart all day. In my study about laughter, I read that doctors are now understanding the healing power of laughter in our body. But King Solomon wrote about that 4,000 years ago. He wrote, "A merry heart does good like a medicine." I'm glad doctors are finding out what God knew all along. Do write or email me and ask for my free book. So I hope you'll tell your friends about my program. If you'd like some cards with the schedule of Psalms of Hope on your station, just write or email me and ask. And if you can send in a gift to help, it would be a great blessing. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will ask God for His wisdom for your life.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.